Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. My boy TDI, man. I'm back at it again. New Talk City Radio. This is what I does every mother effing Monday. A lot has went down since last week. A lot of craziness. I mean, everybody's talking this LeBron thing. Everybody's, I don't know. You know. But that's for a little later on. We'll set it off with this Ray joint. My man Ray, BX. I don't know where that boy at, but we're going to get him back in the lab in a minute, along with my man Callion. Shouts to Grin Styles. It was kind of crazy yesterday at Webster Hall. We had a little tattoo convention and all that, little tattoo party down there. But it was kind of good. Shouts to Fort Apache, the whole movement, you know what I mean? Shouts to my baby girl, Denora. Always on the check-in. Shouts to Nina. A new listener was always on a check-in. Know what I mean? But yeah, let me let this Ray joint go while I get my stuff in order over here, man. That's how we do New Talk City Radio, your boy TDI.
Long, I cut them fat, I keep them coming back,
yeah.
We keep them coming
no.
back. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
what?
With it real hard, with it real hard. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
yeah.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
I keep them coming back. I cut them wide,
uh-huh.
I cut them long, I cut them fat, with it real hard,
with it.
Yeah, I'm in the hood like missionary. On a telly with a bad bitch, I'm hitting it missionary. This how the cookie crumbles. These haters see you shining in the hood. They'll take you out trying to stack bundles. On the humble homie, rest in peace. But in this game, they ain't only trying to eat, they trying to feast. The D's ran up on my mans in the black priest. Planted a pack of crack in his Burberry fleece. Yeah, it's a dirty game, but niggas can't complain. We got these fiends speedballing and they fucking veins. And then we head to the club and try to make it rain. Got hoes selling they ass 75 for brain. I won't stop till I'm tagged in the body bag. But I ain't trying to feel a force that the shoddy has. I'm living life at the speed Maseratis have. These haters wanna see me crash, but I'm built to last.
I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
oh.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
We keep them coming back,
yeah.
I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
wait.
With it real hard,
with it
real hard. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
oh.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
wait.
With it real hard,
with it.
Hey yo, I be the problem, do you have an answer? 15's in the trunk, hitting like a fender. They hate cause the weight spread like cancer. And if you in the game, homie, this the anthem. Cherry red S5, looking at the X6. So if I pass, cover the eyes on yo bitch. Cause if I see her and she pretty and she tight thick, worst case scenario, me then I might hit. That's it, take her back, I ain't trying to cuff it. She might get a snack box in the Nantucket. If you got swag, homie, shouldn't talk about it. If you good in the hood, then you can walk without it. I get love on the east and the west coast. Down south, south beach, got the best hoes. To blow something like protein, you feel it in your blood. I'm on the grind, gotta pursue the dream.
I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
oh.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
We keep them coming back,
yeah.
I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
wait.
With it real hard,
with it
real hard. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
oh.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
I keep them coming back,
yeah.
I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat,
wait.
With it real hard,
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
For sure. DMC ain't lying, man. Shout out to DMC. Shout out to Run DMC, man. The pioneers of this hip-hop-ish. Got a call up on the 914.
What's up, baby love?
Uh-oh. You are early, huh?
Can you hear me good?
What's going on, girl?
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good. I left early today, so I'm all yours.
You ain't chopping nobody's neck off?
No. We were peaceful today.
All right. We gotta call up on a 347, man. 347.
What up? Big Vice in the building. What it is?
Vice, what's going on, brother?
Sharon, what's going on? Show, TDI, what's good?
I don't know what showcase that, man. It's good to be here, but he's going to wring his neck when he get in here. What's going on with you, brother? What's going on, man? Everybody sounds a little happy on a Monday, man.
What's wrong with Monday?
Monday is the worst day.
Monday just like every day.
Nah.
Hey, you have to set the tone for the rest of the week. If Monday is not good, the rest of the week is going to suck.
Well, it's Monday for y'all. It's Wednesday for me.
Well, Vice, the only one I know we cracking a bottle on a wild ass Wednesday and shit, man.
Word up.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. You got to live it up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
We've got like 2 more days vacation coming up. I'm pretty happy about that, you know.
Good.
Lucky bastard.
You lucky. You know, work hard, play hard. That's what I say.
Where it goes. Talk to my man Ray in the gym getting that workout on.
Yay, Ray.
Hey, Ray. that went perfect.
Where's DJ Showcase?
He's fixing up his Facebook account.
He's not on tonight?
He'll probably be on. That kid is, he's like a, I don't know, he's like Rain, man. He come up whenever you want.
Oh, okay.
But you know, that Showcase.
I heard he has a new nickname for me. I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't saying nothing.
He ain't no evil, see no evil, kid.
Yeah, you don't speak English.
You don't speak English.
That's right.
Is that bad?
Nah. I don't know nothing.
Think of something cool.
Nothing.
Okay, so nobody's going to talk, huh?
I think, yeah, music for you, too, like a little song dedicated for you and all that.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, like that. Thank you. See, I thought Mondays are nice. I love Monday.
That's it.
So what's on the agenda?
Oh, just better, man. Getting ready to watch this home run derby.
You're
is that today?
Watch what?
Home Run Derby.
Is that baseball again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all are killing me with baseball. Is baseball 365 days a year? I got my sister in the car with me. I'm trying to understand this baseball thing because I thought that everything had seasons. Is it baseball season?
It's been baseball season since April.
Oh, so it's not over?
Nope. It just started. It just started.
Well, we halfway through it.
No,
as of Tuesday, we'll be halfway through it.
Okay, we got the World Cup basketball and.
Nah, World Cup is done.
Spain won.
Yeah, no, that's just finished. You know, my kids are killing me with football. It seems like it's all year for football.
Well, not yet.
But they're doing. They're on the team, so they.
Doing their little training
football.
And stuff.
Yeah, you know, we got to be at the school at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
you know,
man.
It's summertime, but that don't mean nothing to the coach. And then they have football camp. We had to be at the field from 5 to 8 p.m. They're killing me.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can imagine why I hate sports.
Now I know why you go to karate.
Yes.
Should we imagine everybody's a baseball player or a soccer player and should chop them up?
No, the karate is for me, for relief.
That's why, because you're around for more sport.
Yeah, my peace of mind. That's my sport. among other things.
Uh-oh. The family show, clear it up.
Yeah, we're not sharing that. That's why I said among other things. I'll leave it at that.
She stopped herself short.
I
want to get into this joint right here. I want to get into this joint for my man Kelly on, because I just got in contact with him. I haven't spoken to him in like a couple of years, and it's good to hear that he's still doing his thing. He's one of my favorite rappers, man. He's not even signed, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. Like, this kid is fire. He go in. And speaking of going in, that's the name of the freestyle.
Okay.
You're going to get it right into this. I want your input on this. Let's go. All
right.
White boys, nigga.
Let's go.
W-B.
Going in, nigga. Move back up. I got him.
Kelly on, man.
I'm the best at it. I'ma borrow the game for about 6 years, then I'ma let the rest have it. Until then, I'ma continue to be a savage. Put the steam from the heater to his head, cook the cabbage. Yeah, I'm in the hood, shit, I'm living lavish. A lot of lettuce, a lot of carrots, look like a fucking salad, but nothing to eat though. Line them up on the side and take shots at them like it was a free throw. Yeah, they act hard, I see through them like a peephole. Come to find out, all ass like a peep show. But for y'all who's thinking it's sweet though, got more tools stashed in my house than Home Depot. I got the realest stories, different book. We on a different page, I'm carrying the heat. Call me Dwayne Wade. On the wall of the Chinese story, my accolades. Young hood, legend, bitch better than Satchel Paige. Got the hustle from cornbread, but look what mama made. Hardest things is concrete, and y'all marmalade. And that's real sweet, I rep the games in New York. Call me the butcher, I could bring you real beef. And if y'all are streets, Cali is the side. Y'all pussies better not speak till after I talk. The hood, Willy Wonka, got the best nose candy. Don't two-tone like the face of Marcus Camby. Yeah. Hold up. Who? Him? He ain't get back up. I got him. The only reason I ain't considered one of the best? Why? Cause niggas just ain't hear me yet. My label gets stopping. We about to change all that. Matter of fact, I'm about to change rap. Cause 90% of these cats don't impress me. I'm the answer to these problems, and y'all won't check me. I grind like them white dudes at the X Games. Industry niggas is bitches. Y'all need a sex change. And I hold a scalpel. Call me Doogie Howser, president of my own company. Call me Eisenhower. A&R said the young blood ain't talking crazy. Said fuck you, you the one talking crazy. You ain't see a young nigga more pure. I'm the next best thing. Ain't no ifs, ands, or fucking maybe. I'm a star, but still I get buck wild. I'm a short, slim nigga with a punch like Pacquiao. With a mean demeanor that'll make Pac smile. With a lot of swagger like Big Pop style. I'm smooth like butter, something like parquet. Kick him out of the whip and park him like valet. Cause when it's on, then it's on, and I'm at you. Catch him in his bucket and go bobbing for apples. Cause I'm the new rider. I turn any block or any piece of the Big Apple to Sam Sider. Scream at me. He's finished, man. It's Kelly on, man. White boys, nigga, white boys, nigga, white boys. Nigga, we the white boys, nigga, white boys, nigga, white boys, nigga. Fuck.
It's my boy Cali on, man. Shouts to Cali on, man. The BX is back, baby. That's how I feel towards it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what you think about that, man? Juicy, what you thought about that?
You know, I'm in the car, so I've got a lot of wind going on. His lyrics, he's got good lyrics. You know, he's kind of hard, but...
That's what I'm talking about.
He's got a good flow, and I like the lyrics. It's okay.
What about you, Vice?
It's crazy. I like it. You got some ill punchlines.
And now we're going to get an input from one more person right here. His name is, I don't even think this guy needs an introduction, but bring him right in, DJ Showcase.
Hey! That's cute.
Yo, he upgraded it for you. You got a whistle in there.
I hear that. I hear that. And I didn't hear the song.
Well, you should come to work early.
I caught the end of it. I like the beat. I caught the end. I like the beat.
All right, well, better introduction for my man right here. Here we go. Coming out to be active. He's playing DJs in the Bronx. His name is DJ Showcase.
Oh, my God.
Talk to the people, man.
Yeah, man, crazy.
Talk to the people, man. Before we get into anything, before we get into a show,
yes,
I got something to get off my chest.
Which is?
Oh, man, here we go again.
You had a little situation about this Facebook thing, about people poking and all that.
Okay.
So I get up this morning, I check my... You know, my Facebook from my page, like from my G5, from the Mac, from the computer. Not from the phone, from the computer, where I can see everything, all of my notifications. We want to mute this guy, because I want silence for this one.
What is that?
This is one of these vintage toys he found in his room somewhere. So I got a poke showcase.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Guess from who?
From whom?
Vice.
That's what's up.
You condoning this?
I'm condoning it. I'm trying to get you poked as many times as possible.
Now you sound like my pimp.
I'm not trying to be a pimp. I'm just trying to get you poked.
Yeah,
I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
That's
I want to see.
You, yeah.
I just want to see pokes. I want you to open up your Facebook and just pokes. Like you're the poke king. Everybody needs to poke. TDI.
And there's another one.
it should be a pleasure to poke TDI.
But I'm not understanding the poke thing. Why don't you just write on my wall?
Nah, man.
No, because he doesn't
want to
do it. I'm doing it. I
did it on purpose.
Oh.
You usually don't do that, so I did it on purpose because last
TDI,
week that's what I'm talking about.
TDI doesn't like pokes. Especially
yeah,
from
I'm like, what's the point?
You got a Facebook?
If it's there,
Facebook.
If it's there,
okay. What is your Facebook account?
Juicy Fruit for you.
At Facebook.com. Okay. The new poker tag is going to Juicy Fruit for you at Facebook. That's the new one. I'm gonna get two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you just talk to me? Don't poke.
I just want to poke. Yeah, I just want to see how many people poke. I want to see what the
reaction.
I want to see. It's annoying to me.
That's
I think
like,
it's annoying, and I want to see
it
people
is.
Get poked.
Yeah,
I want
like
to see
high
people.
School.
It's funny.
It's classic. And watch, one day it's gonna be like this big epidemic that everybody's gonna. It's gonna be a contest to see who gets poked the most.
It's like, have you ever been on?
You know what's crazy?
Have you been untagged? I used to be untagged where people would send me winks. What the hell are you winking at me for? You want to say something? Send me a message. What are you winking
say
for?
Say something, baby.
Yeah,
all right,
we got
to call up on the 646, man. 646, you're live. Yo.
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 Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
It's Lady TDI.
What's going on?
Showcase. What the
yeah,
hell
no,
is
stop.
Up with
Come
this
on.
Whole everybody poking TDI, man?
That's
yeah,
hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
No, I'm not feeling
yes.
that.
Funny.
All.
Everybody's gonna poke TDI. I'm gonna put
no,
it on my
funny.
No,
put it out there. Everybody poke
TDI. You should not be doing
funny.
That.
It's funny. TDI don't have to poke back.
Not even though.
I just wanted to. It's funny. I want it to be cluttered. I want to start like this big. Epidemic
I already started
of people,
it.
Just poking people and just start, just keep it going.
Yo, it's getting
nah.
crazy too, B. Like, y'all niggas need to really stop this shit.
I'm gonna do it again
listen,
after the
I'm
show.
I'm
got a head over here.
Tomorrow,
put the poke button on replay.
Yeah.
you're gonna tape your mouse down and shit.
That's the funniest thing.
I'm literally
gonna open up an account tomorrow.
Oh,
and every
man.
Day I'm gonna
Tomorrow.
Every day no I don't
You're
have one.
Forever,
every day
man.
Every well I'm gonna do it now because it's becoming a hot subject. So every day I'm gonna poke TDI. Every single day.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm gonna put on my wallpaper, whatever, PokeTDI@facebook.com. Poke.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, it's
only on Lush Radio, man. Only on Lush Radio.
It's going to be great. It's going to be excellent. Perfect. Now, when you open up your Facebook, and all you see is like 300 pokes.
No,
he already got one. He already got one.
Yo, hold on, man. I'm going to exit out.
he's not even feeling the pokes. I like it. I like this. This is good.
Yeah, but a guy poking another guy, like, what's up with that?
Yeah, that's
Listen,
not cool.
Guys, girls, dogs, cats, everybody pokes the eye.
You know, like a girl poking a girl, you can say, okay, she's trying to get your attention or whatever. It's not really gay thing. But when a guy pokes another guy, you're like, what? You know, especially if he doesn't know him, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's only if you're thinking on that level, though.
It's just a poke.
I'm secure in my manhood.
If I'm a guy and some guy that I don't know or I just met him and he gets on Facebook and pokes me, I'm going to give him the side eye because I'm like, what's that about?
Oh, you see, me and T, we family, so.
I understand you. I'm just saying, with a guy that you don't know.
It's not justifiable, but let me ask you this. If we met face-to-face, I'm talking to Juicy.
And you try to poke me, I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
Poke, relax. We met face-to-face.
Yeah.
We met face-to-face, and I passed by you, and all I said was hi.
Uh-huh.
Would it be a problem if you didn't know me?
No, I have no problem. I'm a friendly person. I'll say hello.
So then I'm just poking. It's just a poke.
No, the poke is not a hello. The poke is annoying. You want to say hello? That's what my wall is for. Okay? Right on my wall. Say hi, Juicy.
Oh, my. Okay. To clarify, everybody poke Juicy, but make sure they put hello.
You know? the poke is like somebody brushing
with hello.
You. Holding your hand and not saying anything to you. You know, like you pass by and grab your hand just to get your attention.
So why not use it?
It's there, exactly. It's there. Why not use it?
You know, why not use it if it's there?
That's for high school kids who are afraid to talk to people. I'm not afraid to talk to you. I'd be all up in people's Facebooks, going through their pictures, making comments. They're talking to other people. I jump in the conversation. That's how I am.
See, but that's rude.
No, that's not rude.
Yes,
it is. If you don't want me to... First of all, if it was a private conversation, you'd be on the phone, okay? You don't put private stuff on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. It could be between you and him.
Right, TDI, I'd be on Twitter all up in people's business, you know?
That's what it's for.
Yeah, if it was private, you'd DM the person or call them at their house. You don't put that on Twitter.
So you rather than blast on your wallpaper than just poke you and just say, what's up?
You know what? I guess the poke is for people who really don't feel like having a conversation. You just want me to know that you're there? Is that what you're saying?
No. You're telling me you'd rather have people put your business out there and put all over your wallpaper, what's up, with da-da-da-da, than have them just poke you and be like...
No, you're not putting your business. I don't discuss my personal business on the.
You missed it completely. Look. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. The Chinese remedy: just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. You learned this in karate.
You understand what I'm saying? If it's that private, then I don't discuss that on the internet. You understand what I'm saying?
The poke is there for to say, hey, I'm poking you. I don't know you, but I'm going to poke you because I don't want to put my business out on the street on a big wallpaper and have it posted all over the street like LeBron James.
Right.
Wait a minute. Who's your team, Showcase?
Who? I don't have a
team. You don't got a team, I bet you.
I find the LeBron James thing interesting.
You just said he was going to the Knicks last week.
I did say he might.
He was hyped.
Oh my God! Wait, but you know what? I was one out of two. I said LeBron James, and I said what's his face?
He's not a player.
No, yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Your latency though.
Number 32.
So,
what's his name?
Let me ask y'all this, though. Before we get into all that, before we get crazy into it, how do y'all feel about people in Cleveland, like, burning his jerseys? I heard they got snipers ready to, like, shoot this guy whenever he gets back.
They're ignorant. Ignorant. I'm glad he left. They're ignorant. Okay, that's
You know what's crazy? That they spent so much money on that jersey to burn it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
LeBron already got his money.
Yeah,
he got his money.
Glad,
so do what whatever you want to do with your jersey.
Yeah, I'm glad he left. Okay, because
just because he doesn't play for Cleveland doesn't mean that that jersey is any less valuable than it was in
There's
the
more.
That's where he started.
Yep.
And that's where
there's
he died.
More.
He's always going to be known as that place. They think the world's over and whatever. I can name 20 different stars that started their career in one place and ended it somewhere else. And this LeBron James thing is like the milk they had. They were on his titty, and he pulled
right.
his titty away, and they pissed.
and you just proved my point. That's
a good
job.
That was a good analogy, kid.
Yeah.
That was a good analogy.
You proved my point. How ignorant they are.
It's true. I mean. Yeah, man. A man had a...
Now, on
he
the
was
flip
a free
side.
Agent.
On the flip side, I was watching ESPN. The numbers that it's going to do to their economy is bad.
Oh, of course.
LeBron James.
Their economy was messed up before LeBron James even got there.
Which was 7 years ago. But in 7 years, it grew. Like, bars are making money.
No, that's what
bars
I'm saying.
Opening.
Well, they should have won
Walking
the contract.
Walking lots and all that.
Okay, they should have won the contract. They should have put the ante up and did what they had to do to keep him there. That's their problem.
And they
didn't want to keep there. It doesn't. Here's the thing. It's not that they didn't want to keep him. He didn't want to be there.
What
if
I
he
like,
to stay there, if he wanted to stay there, max money in a base in contract. It doesn't matter where he goes; it's going to be max. It can't be any more, less.
That's what free agency is. He's a free agent, and his contract said he could pick someplace else, and he did. So what's the problem?
They hate it.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Now everybody's saying LeBron sucks because he didn't go to the 18.
Yeah, whatever. He did what he wanted to do. He did what was best for him. He can't be making decisions because he's carrying a whole state. You know, that whole state's economy is depending on him. That's not his problem.
You know, I'll put out my 2 cents. My comparison is to Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. They love him over there. Even though
he never started his career in Michigan. He never started in Detroit.
He started in Kalamazoo, Michigan on the high school team.
All right, but he never played for a Detroit team in the MLB.
Yeah, but it's the same concept.
Nah.
Yes. It's the same concept.
That's like if I come out, if I'm a rapper, I come out from New York, and there's no Jay-Z, let's just say there's no New York rappers. I come out, I sell 10 million, whatever, boom. All of a sudden, I move to the West Coast. I start repping the West Coast. Like, everybody's gonna be like, "Yo, you're a sellout."
No, but they're holding him too dear to his heart. They're holding him like he's the hometown kid. Is what I'm saying. That he's their hometown savior. It's just like Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was born where? Baltimore. Was he born? They
Babe
have
Ruth?
A statue. Of, yeah. Babe Ruth was Find born in Baltimore, wasn't he?
You're going too far back for us.
You're going to the antique days.
Back, right? Anyway,
let me call my grandfather
alone.
Right now and ask.
Believe me, because in the front of Baltimore Orioles Stadium, they have this big statue of him.
Yeah.
El Bambino?
Yeah, Cleveland is just, they ignorant hicks, that's all.
Oh, shit.
Right up, kid. Big shout out to all the LeBron haters. Welcome to the Heat, baby.
Yeah, LeBron. You know, it'd be funny. He'd be real funny.
Yeah, he is born in Maryland.
He goes to the Heat and doesn't accomplish nothing.
Hold on, we got another call up in the 954, man.
Because he's coming to the Heat and he's going to kick ass. Best believe that.
954, you live on the line. What up?
Hey, what's up, boy? Long time no talk. You know who this is, Flocka.
Oh, what's going on, Flocka? What's going on?
Hey, y'all send a shout out to my boy from Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida in the building. Thanks a lot, Flocka, man. Appreciate it.
You know it, number love. But let's get on that LeBron kick. You see, they call it Wade County, LeBron County, and Bosch Palm Beach. And we for the kick ass.
Hell yeah.
From Goody
First female LeBron representative. That's the first female Miami Heat representative right there, Vice. That's a new one.
That's a good one.
I wish him well.
No, you don't.
Yes, listen, his success has nothing to do with my life, so more power to him.
All right, so let's say he would have quit basketball and went to your karate class. You're welcome.
It wouldn't help me. You know, it helped my dojo, but it wouldn't help me. we'll be a higher enrollment.
No matter what, he helps something.
Yeah, but it's not my dojo. I don't benefit personally from that. So, you know, he's got to do him. Oh, but all those people who are just angry and burning T-shirts or whatever and rioting, I mean, that's ignorant. He don't owe them nothing. Okay.
Damn right. He's the one that made Cleveland. They went and got his ass right out of high school.
He doesn't owe them anything. Exactly.
He did what he got to do for Cleveland. Now it's time for Cleveland to let him go and do what he got to do for himself.
Exactly. It's like a job. You don't like it, you move on. You don't owe your boss to stay there even if you're unhappy. That doesn't make sense.
So
man, I got my mother-in-law shipping me my LeBron jersey from over there.
And I heard he took a pay cut to go to Miami.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, give that man a clap.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for the clap right now.
he's making a personal, he's looking to be happy, just, you know, regardless of the money, you know. You know, I don't know a whole lot about sports, but I know about life. If you're not happy doing what you're doing, if you're not happy doing what you're doing and love what you do, you're gonna be miserable. And that man is looking for happiness. He did what he wanted to do, and you need to applaud him.
Do it again, hand. Do it again.
clap.
This is the LeBron lover.
Wait, where is
you feeling?
Where's
you
DJ?
Feeling lucky.
I want to talk to DJ Showcase. Is he still on the phone?
I'm here.
Yes, yeah. You're the one I want to talk to. I heard you got a new name for me.
Oh, Showcase. Hold on. Before we get into that. let me get into this 347 right here. 347, you live on the line. What up?
Scream at me,
Cali, yo.
Scream at me, TD motherfucking I. What up?
What's up, my brother? What's going on, man?
You know me, regular shit, touching and showing love. You know what's going on?
What's up, man? Over here chilling. We talking this LeBron thing. We just finished playing your record. Got a good response.
Yeah.
For the males and females, so.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. What you playing,
though? Tell us, man. What's up? When can we expect some new music from Cali on, B?
Oh, man, listen. When I soon as I touch the town, it's a wrap. You already know I'm really on some other shit right now. But I'm right back at you. You already know we're going to get in there, and we're going to spin that pot. It's nothing.
I'm with it, all the way with it. Show. Yo, I just got the word, man. Cuban Link coming out with another mixtape.
Oh yeah,
Cuban Link. Yeah, shout out to Cuban Link.
Will we ever get a TDI Cali on the same?
We got one of those already.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, you need to put that on then, T. I don't know. We gotta give the people what they want, you know.
TDI Cali on.
Yeah, I think so.
We're going to let that one blast off.
Yeah.
Kind of my motivational music right here. This is something you need to work out to. If you don't work out, you got to start working out.
You got to be hiding music from me.
Nah, never that. This is a classic joint right here, man. Shout out to Chepo. his favorite joint. CDI Cali on, man. This is how it go down on New Talk City Radio, baby.
Oh, oh man. It feel good to be back. That's the dope. CDI, man. What the hood back at? Sound blue. All it takes is a blank cop to make your bank stop. Niggas front show and use my muscle like tank top. I'd rather you gangster, make you respect my handle. So every bone in this facial structure is dismantled. Seen by gangsters, considered the truest. We marry my niggas, if death do us, then life screws us. So the rules is real simple too. My life's like big school buildings, it relies on principles. Use that glove when you go to pop a duck. If your fingerprints pop up, that means you're locked up. And that's the bottom line, beat you with the bottom of nine. Do it so much, the clip can't come out of mine. Cali is real right, team so official. Run through dudes like soft shit and toilet tissue. Bitches you rap none, only don't tap none. My hammer's is holy, I'll show you how to mat come. These niggas is lost and I'll show you how you yap one. You thinking he's tough, I'll show you how you smack some. You playing gangsta, you standing in the wrong hood. We don't do right, we just do wrong good. This bank said it, rap land claim LeBron James. Well, I'm the entity, cause Callion is the rap real deal. Carmelo Anthony, show you about my all around game. How I took it from the weed to the crack to the rap, but back to the hard cane. Now I'm back at it again, and I still pistol whip them like Charmin if he fucks my cane. OGYG, nigga, that be me. Coke got more scales than a fish in the sea. Smoke got more colorful hair than that bitch to leave. Dope got more of a lean than a pimp in the streets. You need a fix, come see me. Cause I got about 1,000 bottles of E-pills, I call them aspirin. So much coke on my circuit to ski, call it aspirin. Niggas think that they fucking with me, you done dashed them. Don't mean condoms when I say I got a magnum. Nigga XL, I throw about 5 at him and make the faggot wait for the next shell. Till he's hooked the machine that like a neck tail. Most of the vets failed, a lot of vets left. But you can hear it in my spit that I'm the next threat. Handing out razors and labels, cut me my next check. Or y'all gon' make me cut me my next neck. I never took a low Cali, yo, never met his match. I've got more gym stars than Olympic match. I'm giving out more scars than Coop's back. Dog, don't make me make you a believer. Leave more stripes in his face than a fucking zebra. Told the nigga keep it in the street. See you when I see ya. He ain't a preacher writing 4-page letters like Aaliyah. Fuck rap, rap. Get him, yo, yo, yeah, yeah. Man, hey, yo, niggas kick that shit out of rhymes. Hey, Cal, it's a fucking shame. Our niggas always live by the lies. Yep. It's all real. You talk still with your guys. You ain't real. Nah. You probably got paw prints on your thighs. Faggot. I don't want to have to knife you up and grab you the gem star and take your face and just slice you up. Please don't let your niggas hype you up about you gangster. What? When your right-hand man just wipes you up. Faggot. I ain't no regular nigga to talk about it. Nope. Cause real niggas set it off. So, nigga, tell me. You know about it. Don't make me crash and push you. You's a fucking punk. I'm actually waiting for ass and Kusha. Oh. I got a couple of things to speak to. Just listen. Yeah. Every rapper and their mom sees it switching. All at the same time, same rhymes and sees it bitching. And ain't no justification. Opponents sees it snitching. Woo! I don't like you. Nope. I say what I want, so fuck you and the nigga that co-sign you. Niggas be thinking that I won't do shit, cause why? I'm skinny. Like I ain't willing to grip snug. Talk to him. In a second, I'll be making you drip blood. I'm a boss. Look at me, nigga. I am a slim thug. A lot of little dudes don't like this man, cause I'm real. I'm still a Roy Jones and Tyson fan. And you can't deny the fact that I'm sick with the bars, nigga. You only in the hood when you fixing your car. And I heard a lot of talk about you nice and you tough. But listen, you ain't really hot. They just hyping you up. And I ain't trying to hear your family's nonsense, bitch, nigga. I'm the big unit in New York like Randy Johnson. I'm beyond crack, so consider me coke. Yeah. You fucking with teeth, what is you kidding me? No, it's the kid with the realest approach. I'm known to kill a nigga in 4 lines, so consider me dope. Wow. Half of these rappers claiming they street with no juice, claiming they deep, staying playing the street with no jewels. Nah. Playing me like my heaters are no use, Cal. I'ma have to dump this motherfucker like a beat in a pro tool. Wow. It's the kid with the mad flow, dig it. Yep. You ain't nice, yep. You ain't nothing but an asshole critic. I don't think you in the cash flow sticking, cause you broke. You ain't never getting rich, cause Alpo did it. Oh, man.
I told you, man. Me and Cal was going to smash y'all motherfuckers, B, right?
Again,
we are the bomb. 240 Baghdad, Longwood Ave, on day. Governor, what up?
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase. In the place to be, New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Bang, that's the way it go down, man. Y'all want to holler at me on the Facebook, TDI Rodriguez, Twitter, at TDI NYC. So easy to find, man. I'm telling you, it's not a game. All right, so,
Joe.
Ciao.
Yo.
Yeah, man, we back.
Yo. I forgot about that one, Scooby.
Oh, Joe, classic.
I'm still a Roy Jones and Tyson fan, huh?
Well, man, I promise you I am.
Well, man.
So,
yeah.
I'm waiting for a call from the big homie, Blazer.
True.
Where you at, but...
Blazer.
One of the good homies, yeah.
Yeah, I got a guest on the phone with us, son. Say your name, homie.
Yo, what up, man? It's Luigi, yo. What up, CDI?
Little slugger.
What's good, baby?
What's going on, brother?
Man here watching the home run derby, man.
Watching
Nick Swisher hit some bombs.
All right, hold on. We got a call up in a 908, man. 908, talk to me.
Hey, 908, you got Future Guru 100 on the line. What's good with y'all up there, man? I just tuned in. What's the business?
What's
Guru,
what up, kid?
All right, man, I'm checking in, man, you know. I just got finished eating, man. Got my Corona on deck. What's good with y'all?
Everybody up here chilling, man, watching that home run derby. People talking reckless about this LeBron thing. Some people feel it, some people don't.
I got something to say about that.
Whatever.
let him do his motherfucking thing. I think Miami's a good town to play ball in. You know you're gonna put seats. You know you're gonna fill the seats, and that's at the end of the day, that's all they care about. You already got the new. They was all on the Olympic team together, man. Bosh and D-Wade. I mean, it's just going to be a natural progression for the NBA, man. You know, you got to think about how the NBA wants things, man. Everybody think about being all selfish, man. And they can get LeBron, like, on lock. Only LeBron made his decision, man. He made his decision. Word up. That's what I feel.
That's real true skills. Yo, before we get into anything else, man, I want to let everybody know Cuban Link is having a casting call, man, for his video. He got a video shoot coming up. I'm sure you can find him on the Facebook and find out more details. Poolside party, you know what I'm saying? Or you fly women, bathing suits and all that. You need to really get up on it if you want your shine, man. You already know what it is. So, I like Cuban Link on Facebook.
No doubt.
It's a spelled right RH indicator.
What's going on over there? Spelling shit out and shit, man. But
yeah
man.
I
mean, that was a good
point.
Valid point.
Yeah, you got to give a rest in peace to motherfucking Bob Shepard, yo.
The voice of Yankee Stadium be the voice of the Bronx.
Yeah, that's a legend that we're talking about right there, man.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. The dude was 99 years old, man. He put that work in. Greatest announcer to ever do it. Bob Shepard was the truth. He's not coming over here. Got the truth. One of the best in the Bronx. Cali Owen is in the building. Cali, where you at?
I'm there.
Cali Owen somewhere over there, man. That's crazy right now. But this should look like stock report right here. I don't know, man. Blazer, what up? You on the line? What's going on?
I'm here. I'm just checking out. I'm here.
Where's that girl?
Yo, you got to remember, Bob Shepard was the voice of the Giants, too, bro.
Oh, that's right.
See, you know, and you know.
My bad. We didn't mean to leave the Giants out.
How you going to leave the Giants out?
How do you feel LeBron not going to the net?
I just watched the
show. Okay. This guy just want me to post a picture that I just got.
Seriously, how you feel LeBron not going to the net?
That's all right. We already got enough stars. We already got enough stars in New York.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. On the seats.
Look, you gotta listen. If you want, you gotta name me one team with all these stars that won an NBA championship.
Oh.
Or any. The only one that did it was Yankees all the way back in what 60 something, with Roger Maris. Texas Rangers tried to do it with Palmeiro, with Ivan Rodriguez, with Juan Gonzalez.
Yeah,
with A-Rod, and what happened? Texas didn't make it.
Neither Kobe or LeBron can sit with fucking Yogi Berra at a fucking table. That ain't getting toes too to count rings.
Yogi Berra's going to be with Bob Shepard in a few weeks.
I don't mean to cut y'all off. You got another caller, 347. 347, what up, man?
Yo. Rick. Yo, what's good, man? Yo, listen, the 76ers did it, man. Moses Malone, Julius Erving, all of them.
They all of them. You only named two. How are you going to say all of them? You named two.
No, hold on. What's the other guy's name?
Go ahead.
Let me explain something to you. When Moses Malone signed to the 76ers with Julius Erving, it was almost like the same hype with LeBron and everything. He went over there and he spanked everybody.
It's a different era. They were playing for chump change back then.
Man, they was loving the game. That's
the
difference.
The issue.
Yo, but Moses Malone was like LeBron, and Wade was like D Wade, right? What are you talking about? And
they went around in the fucking 26-inch rims and all of that. It's a different era. It's a business now. It's not heavy sport. It's no longer a sport, my man. It's a business. How the fuck A-Rod gets $250 million when Jeter is a more better player than A-Rod? It's a business. It's who sells tickets, who brings in the fans, who sells more marketing. It's just like LeBron.
And they was having sex with like 10 females a night back then. That's it. Well, though, it was playing with committee and all that back then. What you talking about?
If Babe Ruth was alive right now, he'd be making way more money than Alex Rodriguez. It's just the timing was wrong, my nigga.
Let me tell you something. 1976, they was having sex with five females, playing with committee and all that. BP's dripping on the court and all that, son. What you talking about?
That nigga was only making, if you know baseball and business, he was only making $5,000. A-Rod makes in 2 weeks, my nigga, $1 million. In 2 weeks.
Damn, son.
So that's a big difference. No business, put sports besides business. Business right now is, if Babe Ruth was alive right now, he'll be making $1.5 million every 2 weeks like A-Rod's doing. Okay? He was an icon.
They selling LeBron Cleveland jerseys for like $7, man, right now.
And why? It's business. How much you think they're gonna sell in Miami? Way more than $7.
All the bars in Cleveland, you turn into James jersey, you get a free drink, all of them, right now. Nah, for real.
Say it again.
If you go to a bar in Cleveland, every bar in Cleveland, if you turn in a LeBron James jersey from Cleveland, you get a free drink at the bar. That's what they're doing. They tore down the mural. They really hate this dude now, man. Like, it's crazy over there.
They got to grow up.
They just mad, exactly. It's part of the business. I got a good question for every Yankee fan. Derek Jeter's a free agent. He signs with the Red Sox and the Mets. They going to hate him?
They're going to hate him.
Hold on.
201 live on the line, baby. What up, baby? Cuban Link, man. Shouting out TDI. What up, man? What's popping, man?
Cuban
Link.
What up, them beats? The Mets are the best. You already know.
Oh, this nigga man.
Yo, Cuba, talk to the people, man. Tell them what you got going on, kid.
Hey, yo, man, it's your boy Cuban Link, man. It's your boy Cuban Link. He's representing, you know, the Bronx all day. You know what I'm saying? You already know, man, Longwood, Longfellow, you know what I'm saying? The whole Bronx, you know, Prospect Ave, you know, we're here, man. I ain't stopping. Got my ad joints coming up in a few. As far as, like, you know, about to shoot a big video Thursday, at the surf club up there by Orchard Beach. So you know your boy's doing it up, man. Cuban Link season has returned. So y'all already know. Stay tuned because I'm coming with new joints for you this summer.
That's what we're talking about, man. Good to hear from you, son. Good to hear you back on your joint. You sound like you're going to come stronger than ever, dog.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's about music. It's about music. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, man. The real ingredients, the graffiti, the motherfucking breakdancing, you know what I'm saying? The real good hip-hop with actual lyrics mean something. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about right now. So that's what my mood is. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time. I had a lot of anger. Niggas know about it. But you know what I'm saying? That shit is in the past. It still lives in the heart, of course, but it's a situation we passed on a long time ago. So, you know, we just focus on real hip-hop right now. So big shout-out to TDI, man. That's my nigga, man.
We gotta rock out one more time, too. We gotta shake out one more time, kid.
Oh, yes.
I already know.
Donald,
scream at me. You already know, Cali, nigga. I'll fuck with you. You the hardest nigga besides one motherfucker.
My nigga, what's up, my nigga?
You are?
Over here, man. Good looking for the love, man. You already know, man. Mad love to y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing. And, you know what I'm saying? Keep it banging. I'll go up to that show in a little bit. Let me just get my little song selection right for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Make sure the singles is coming out so I can give y'all niggas the singles and y'all can blast more if you already know.
For sure, you already know. Doing love up here, baby.
All right, baby boy, yo, love, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. It's your boy Cuban, BX, what up?
Yes,
sir.
Yes. That's what it is.
What
boy,
the hell is that whistle? Who got the whistle?
Hey,
man. We're going to get rid of that whistle in a minute, man.
Who got the whistle?
That's Luigi. That's Blazer. Blazer.
That's not me. I don't
want Blazer. Blazer ain't even on the line no more.
He just hung up after that whistle.
Sound like you're fucking some peas over there, nigga.
Niggas don't know about this. Every nigga had this, bro. Every nigga, son.
What is it?
Showcase is from Florida. They didn't make that in Florida.
I'm oh,
hell
Florida. No.
What is it?
How you put that?
Okay, get rid of it. Swallow it or something.
Hey, yo.
I leave that to you.
Hey, yo. Hold on. Get rid of it. Swallow it or something.
Swallow it now.
Yo, hold on, son. Yo, hold on, Ray. Hold on. What was it that nigga said? Nigga said something yesterday, records on the phone. What was it that nigga said yesterday?
Oh, me?
Tell him, son.
Yo.
I gotta be quiet for this,
son. Oh, man. He put me on blast.
God, this is Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yo. You got the
yeah, I put a piece.
Years,
I put a piece. Yeah, I put a piece of steak, right, to fry. And I say, yo, that meat, man, when you put it in, it's mad big. And when you take it out, when it's finished, it gets mad small. This nigga started crying.
I come through, ding, 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 ding.
Talk about the piece of meat, man.
I'm going to give you the belt. I'm going to give you the belt.
For the meat. That's the meat right there. I'm putting it in. That's the meat right there. I'm putting it in. When I take it out, it's going to be smaller. You heard? I'm signing out, man. I'm out of here, T. I'm out of here, man.
Nah, man, I think it's that's my man Ray, B. That's the Ray. We about to go in the studio, I think, this Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I gotta wait for the word on him, but yeah, man, we got a lot of Bronx love on the line. We got my baby girl, Lady TDI, on the line. She's faded away back there listening. We got Cali on,
yo,
backbone of the Bronx.
Scream at me. What's poppin'? You already know what's good, homie.
We got my man, Louisville Slugger, Squeegee Boy. You got that book coming out real soon, man. Lou, when that book coming out?
Yes, sir. Hopefully soon, in 2 months possible. It's already done, man. Just waiting on the final prints for the publishing companies, man. You know, I thank everybody for the support. You can catch me on the SqueegeeBatBoy.com, www.SqueegeeBatBoy.com, or on Facebook, Luigi Castillo.
All right. Explain to them what the book is about real quick, people who don't know.
There are 25 chapters. You got players such as Derek Jeter, A-Rod, all of the nightclubs, the women, the hanging out, the ups and downs of the dynasty, and George Steinbrenner, everything that Joe Torre went through, the organization, the racism that exists. And basically, you know, my experience as a young kid and all the money that was thrown around and women and all of that, man. And it's going to be a good feel book, comedy, drama, and positivity and negativity in there at the same time. And
my man was a bad boy for the Yankees a couple of years back.
8 years. Three rings I don't have, but three rings that I was a part of, man.
I got the first three copies.
Man, it's just a real good book, man. It's just experience and how an organization works, man, and it's unfair that niggas like the Yankees who get billions of dollars can't give a bad boy a World Series ring because of your color. But then you got other organizations like the Phillies, the Marlins, who give every bad boy, no matter what color they are, a World Series ring, man.
Oh.
So, you know, it's...
giving up like that?
Damn, yeah.
That's how they did it, man. I thought the Yankees always great.
Racism is disguised, man, you know? That's how it is. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan of die hard, but as the organization goes, I could get too fussed about them. But player-wise, I got no problems with the players, and they all in the book. You know, I got Jeter in the book. I got Mendoza, Sierra. I got Tino Martinez. You know, I got Strawberry, who I met at City Field about a couple of months ago. You know, all these people are supporting, man. It's just, you know, the organization is fine. It's a white collar.
When you say you got them in the book, you got them in the book making direct quotes or making indirect quotes?
As blurred their quotes. Them themselves stating quotes in my book. Not me, you know, pretending that they in the book. Actually phone calls made to them, interviews with the writer and the agent, and they're actually in the book, you know, stating statements. We have video clips of it, so if people don't believe it, there's proof, you know. So it's Derek Jeter talking about me, how, you know, when I was a Yankee bat boy, I was their good luck charm. And, you know, Tino Martinez talking about how you keep clubhouse talk to yourself. And, you know, you got Strawberry giving me love, David Cone. So, you know, it's actually dumb that the writers reached out to and they're in the book, man.
That's what's up. We got a caller right here from the 347. 347, what up?
Yo, 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 what's up, TVI? It's your girl, Leshy Lush, just calling in, showing you love. I'm still live in the Bronx. What's popping?
Leshy Lush, the queen, the boss. What's going on, baby?
Ain't nothing much. Just calling in, checking in on a Monday, seeing what's popping with you and your wonderful guests you have on your show. Doing your thing.
Yeah, man, it's a madhouse in here today, man. Everybody.
Yeah, earlier,
right? Hey, look, she sounds dumb familiar, homie.
That's right. She sounds familiar.
She's from, I don't know, she had a Baltimore voice or some shit. I don't know. Probably heard her on The Wire.
Nah, no Wire there, homie. You up?
Y'all crazy as hell.
This cat, y'all, I don't know, man. Your voice sounds dumb familiar.
I didn't get to hear who your lovely guest is, man. Tell me who the guest is tonight.
We got my man Squeegee Boys.
Okay.
Got
yes, sir. Hello, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, how you doing, Les?
I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm just really, you know, happy that it's an honor for you guys to come on the show today to support TVI on this show, you know, and the whole movement. And I'm just really proud of you, TDI, because you're doing your thing on Mondays, and I'm getting great reviews on what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because people hit me off on Twitter. So you doing your one, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. TDI runs the internet right now, yo.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
And I could vouch for that because, yeah, I was on a radio show with my man Vice, and my manager Blazer sent me over there. And I'm going to put him on blast, man. I'm ready to put him on blast right now with ESP51.com. The nigga is a host, and when you got a guest on the show, it's supposed to be about the guest, not yourself. And I like what TDI did, because he's professional. And he's an amateur at it, with no disrespect, as that dude was an amateur. But he saw jealousy, and he put himself in the spot. So ESP51.com is trash.
Oh, oh
wow.
Damn.
That's 16. Wow. Yo, that's that's an honor, because that's an honor right there, yo. Because you know what, TDI's worked hard. Because I remember when TDI came to me and I was like, yo, I think he shows a lot of dedication. And he's definitely, you know, learned from the team and stuff. And he's getting better each and every day he does his show. And he's getting more and more callers. So I'm proud of him, man. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Besides being a wonderful artist, you know, he's a wonderful
mm-hmm.
host. And he's very professional, and he's dedicated to his craft. So I definitely salute him, and I salute you for even taking the time and saying those words to him, man, because that's family right there. And he's making
yeah, definitely. Happy. Everything's about opportunity, man, where you can give opportunity to someone, and it's very grateful when you got support and everybody helping one another out. That's how you get to where you want to get to, your goals and everything.
That's
real. Yes, sir. Charlie, what up, man?
Ass, nigga, you ain't all. Yeah, I know you all, man. Dedicated and all like that, man. You really? I'm grabbing from another, man. Let me tell you. Let him know. I'm definitely a fucking hula hoop, barbed wire, run through the barbed wire. You hear me? That's my nigga right there. You hear me? Real talk. I expect anything moving talking about my son. That's how I give it up. And they can check my G-Fab. Cali on 240 Baghdad. Scream at me. You hear? But that's my nigga right there, yo. Real talk. And unless it's your voice sound crazy, you hear? Let me talk to you.
Next Monday is going to be the hookup line.
You should love connection online, baby.
T.I., yeah. Did y'all already talk about this whole LeBron James shit? I'm, like, really, like, mad at these niggas because, like, they need to leave the little nigga alone. He done carried them cats on their back for, like, 7 years. He done doubled their franchise. Why he can't go get his ring? He got a better chance with these cats than he has with his regular team. Like, why they can't let him fly? Why he can't breathe? Like, why, it's just like giving birth to a child, you know what I'm saying? And letting them understand that they got to go. I mean, what's going
on? What I tell these niggas? I'm going to keep it 100 because I know I get into arguments every day. I've been a Miami Heat fan for years. I'm telling niggas, look, man, LeBron, they don't really do much for me. I mean, he's nice. The kid is nice. Say what you want to say about LeBron. The kid is on his way, man.
It's more beyond business. It's more beyond LeBron, man. Is that what y'all don't see? Like right now, the what was it? Reverend Jackson got involved, and he said, you know, it's racism, man, and it really exists, man. Yeah. And people, it's just disguised, man. They don't want to see a young kid like that, 25-year-old. He's colored, and he's making it in a world where a white man has to, you know, it's handed to him. LeBron worked hard for it. I agree. If he took the money, whatever he took. It's his business. It's his life.
And they mad because he fucking with Hov too. They mad right now.
It's like Tiger Woods, man. When he started fucking with the white hoes, the white man didn't like it, and now they trying to pass. That's how it is, man. It's just racism.
LeBron was the only dude that, like, okay, like Kobe for real was supposed to be the next Jordan for real. You know what I mean?
No, don't say that.
Fuck around with the chicks and shit and everything like that. You know, you got AI fucked up. Gilbert Arenas fucked up. But really, Kobe was supposed to be the next one. LeBron is following the same format as Jordan. He done branded himself. How many young dudes done branded themselves like he did? He done branded himself. He's focused. He don't fuck around with these chicks and getting, you know, messed around and knocked off his focus. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this
he fucking with the same joint he came in with.
He gives
he
back
to
the
same old
man.
Ugly joint.
They need to leave him alone, man. They talking about he ain't has no sportsmanship. Like, how you expect this man to do? He carried y'all cats for like 7 years, though. Can he
but
walk? Can he get his ring? Get your ring.
Lush, the only thing that got me tight was the owner going to talk about he's betrayal, he's a coward, he quit. Listen, nigga, I was reading the paper, right? They said Cleveland probably will feel financially pain in 2003. The LeBron James rookie season, the Forbes estimated the Cleveland Cavaliers at $298 million worth. In the Forbes, like the recent shit, like in December, them niggas was worth $476 million more dollars. That's double.
My God.
What are you talking about? Like, so you just, what more do you want a young black man to do other than take y'all to the finals, take y'all to, every year he got a little better. Took a little further. We're going to go to the first round. That's okay, cool. Second round, okay. Western Conference. Then he went to the chip. Like, what are you going to talk about? Like, what do you want him to do? Y'all niggas is bums. Cleveland should go and hang himself.
That's
not
enough.
Cleveland would not even exist if it was that bad.
Do you know they had to hire, they created more jobs at the Cleveland Center? At the arena where they play ball at, because they couldn't contain as many people that was coming in. The restaurants, they opened up new
come on, niggas is they doing renovations to accommodate people from coming in saying, oh, LeBron playing, I'm coming through. Like, what are you talking about? And these niggas is dead, man. Respect that man. That young man dragged his nuts all over Cleveland.
Hey, yo, he came in shit, yo.
What you want to do?
He's keeping it 1,000, though. He's keeping it 1,000.
Dragged his nuts all over Cleveland. What they going to do now? What you going to do? Try to bring somebody with him? Nobody, listen. Everybody will come fuck with him. But he
should
have fucked
me up, though. Mo Williams was devastated. He was on Twitter like, damn, I can't believe this is happening. This is so surreal. I feel like they ripped my heart out of my chest.
That's
I'm like,
shut
damn.
Up.
Bro,
yo, that's crazy,
son.
Man. They OD.
Mo was
man.
His son.
Crazy.
Yeah, Mo was a little dozer. I think he was getting, income tax off Mo Williams.
Now, listen, do off of LeBron, that nigga became an all-star. Fucking playing with that little young great nigga. Now he an all-star. Now he could run around, and he could probably scuff his nuts a little bit like, yo, listen, man, I'm an all-star. I made the all-star team. My stats, my numbers is up. What's good?
They're going to look at him like, who you with? No LeBron? All right.
Yeah, you out of here.
Yeah.
Yo, that's sad though. They need to leave that little young boy alone. He need to go. Let him get his ring, yo. He want to get his ring.
Ranked.
He want to get his money.
Get a couple.
Let him get his money. Like, leave LeBron alone. Anybody listening to this show right now, y'all need to just tell everybody, yo, dead it. Leave him alone. The burning jerseys, all that shit, that's unnecessary. Leave this.
Nah, let him
alone.
Burn it. Let him burn it. They spending their money.
Let him burn it. They money. Like I said in the beginning.
But the ones that's burning them is the white man.
No, let them be white, black, whatever they want to be. Let them dumb niggas be in Cleveland burning his jersey, not knowing that in another 10, 15 years, them jerseys are going to be worth like $600,000 and some change. They're going to be sick.
For real.
Sick. Let the haters be haters. See, that's the problem with niggas who hate. They don't see the big picture. They fucking pupils ain't dilated. So they only can see a little bit. So if you dilate your pupils, they're like, hold on, I ain't burning this shit. I'm going to get $600,000 for this nigga. When he retired, he's going to be an NBA fucking legend. Let me get his, unless he has a motherfucking car accident or this motherfucker do some dumb shit, get bodied in the club playing with Jay and all them. Other than that, he's going to be a nigga. Period. LeBron James will get all kind of cake, and all them niggas burning his jersey is going to be dead mad, holding the saving ashes. Like, yo, this piece of jersey right here, this used to be worth. Ah, fuck out of here. Let a hater be a hater because they don't see the big picture. They can't fucking focus. Let them not focus. It's all right. They'll figure it out.
It's going to be too late.
No. And I hope they hear this story. I hope they hear this radio station after they finish burning them. Not before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, T. But yo, T, I'm about to fucking run around. I gotta take care of some things. I gotta shake a couple moves. You heard? So I'm right at you, homie. You already know Mustard.
For sure.
Keep going. Let's get it in. I gotta get some more music so we can throw that shit on there. You heard?
Yeah. I'm about to end this joint. I want to thank everybody for calling, man. I'm gonna ride out with this Cali on joint right here. But before I do that, man, y'all already know how to reach me. Twitter at CDINYC. Yeah, showcase. What up? Give me an email, dog.
Wow.
Fuck, you fell asleep, man?
I'm listening.
My email address is djshowcase@gmail.com. That's djshowcase@gmail.com. Attention, new music, new artist.
No garbage music either.
Yeah, no.
Please. If you don't give it to me, and I'm going to fucking frisbee that shit.
Yo, we'll fight that with the whistle, man.
Stupid as shit.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Real
talk.
All
right, man. We're going to ride out, man. Let's get this Cali on joint popping. Thanks, everybody, for calling.
I love you, homie.
Come on, Cali.
Love
you, T.I.
Yo,
Lush, baby girl. Thanks for calling,
man.
For sure. Holler at me, homie.
I said Lush, nigga. I was talking to you. Double call.
Oh,
all right.
My bad.
The love connection going on here.
I ain't fucking shot niggas, yo.
You got to holler at TDI for that.
Come on, I know how to get to you. Don't worry about it. My arms are too long, baby, huh?
Love connection Monday, TDI, huh?
Yo,
I'm
out
dead.
Here. Y'all crazy.
I think so. Vice, set that up, Vice.
Yeah, I got you.
Yo,
let's
show.
Go, kid.
Good luck, homie.
Come on in. Let's go. The door.
White boys, nigga.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
W-B.
Going in, nigga. Move back up, back up. I got him. I got him. I got him.
Caleon, man.
I'm the best at it. I'ma borrow the game for about 6 years, then I'ma let the rest have it. Until then, I'ma continue to be a savage. Put the stain from the heater to his head, cook a cabbage. Yeah, I'm in the hood, but shit, I'm living lavish. A lot of lettuce, a lot of carrots, look like a fucking salad, but nothing to eat though. Line them up on the side and take shots at them like it was a free throw. Yeah, they act hard, I see through them like a peephole. Come to find out, all ass like a peep show. But for y'all who's thinking it's sweet though, got more tools stashed in my house than Home Depot. I got the realest stories, different book, we on a different page. I'm carrying the heat, call me Dwayne Wade. On the wall of the Chinese story, my accolades. Young hood, legend, bitch better than Satchel Paige. Got the hustle from cornbread, but look what mama made. Hardest thing since concrete, and y'all marmalade. And that's real sweet, I rep the games in New York. Call me the butcher, I could bring you real beef. And if y'all are streets, Cali is the side. Y'all pussies better not speak till after I talk. The hood, Willy Wonka, got the best nose candy. Don't two-tone like the face of Marcus Camby. Yeah. Hold up. Who? Him? He ain't get back up. Got me. I got his man. I got him. The only reason I ain't considered one of the best? Why? Cause niggas just ain't hear me yet. My label gets to stopping. We about to change all that. Matter of fact, I'm about to change rap. Cause 90% of these cats don't impress me. I'm the answer to these problems. And y'all won't check me. I grind like them white dudes at the X Games. Industry niggas is bitches. Y'all need a sex change. And I hold a scalpel. Call me Doogie Howser, president of my own company. Call me Eisenhower. A&R said the young blood ain't talking crazy. Said fuck you, you the one talking crazy.